Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Dress to impress still, but also not to be overly looking, trying hard. Like, I mean, don't wear the most strombotic fashions para mapansin. Because it's gonna take away from your credibility. Mm-hmm. Dress the way you want to be treated, diba? If you want to be treated respectfully, show that. There's no fashion trend that I subscribe to. Mm-hmm. But also, like, as I mentioned, if it's a creative industry, look creative, diba? Mm-hmm. What makes you look like you have great ideas? Mm-hmm. If it's a serious industry where you need to be reliable, mm-hmm. let's say, ano ba? Accountant or financial, in the financial world, look like you can handle their money well and you can be trusted and not like you might steal their money.
Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagkukuntuhan lang tayo sa pantry. In this episode, pag-uusapan natin ang pormang pang-immortal sa opisina ng mga alta. Sama ko ang aking co-host, si Zar de los Reyes. Alam niyo na. Oh, 17 years of experience in leadership and management. Mm-hmm. 16 years of experience in freelancing at 11 years na po niyang kliyente ang Upwork.
Akala ko babaguhin mo na yan.
Wow. Ayan. Parang
yung intro.
300 years old ka na.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So dami ng
tanda-tanda.
She's the senior recruiting manager of Upwork and siya yung pinaka-joker dito sa Underpaid.
Now, we do jokes here, Mirza. Mm.
Okay, pwede mag-apply.
So kapag may baon ka.
May baon kang joke, pwede rin. At syempre, yung guest natin ngayon, ay nako, pag sinabi mong alta, etong top of the
actually,
top of mind, di ba?
Not true.
Nung sinabing kailangan namin ng alta, ay, Mirza Season.
Not true.
Executive coach, executive editor dati ng Summit Media, lahat na fashion model, nagpa-podcast ng ano, you can do this.
Oh,
di ba?
Salamat.
Yan.
Hello. Diba?
Na isa sa mga top podcast dito sa TPN.
Oh, naman.
Only next to Underpaid.
Napaka-underdressed nga natin eh.
Yung nga eh. Parang,
yan yung regular outfit ni Mirza.
Eh, butas-butas nga yung damit ko eh. Diba?
Minsan pag nakikita ko si Mirza, naka-rubber shoes lang. Super stylish pa rin eh.
Oo nga eh.
No? Effortless.
Tingin ko kahit naka-duster si Mirza, kaya niyang maging stylish pa rin eh.
Model
eh. Ano kaya ang suit niya sa bahay?
Oo. Duster, shorts.
Ano ba? Long gown. Ganyan.
Pwede.
Nakapambahay lang siya.
Hindi naman duster. Mga summer dress lang naman.
Wow. Oh. Yun. Altang-alta summer dress.
Oh, pero diba? Miss Mirza, before...
Huwag na mag-miss. Magka-age lang tayo.
Ano gusto niyo, mister?
Mirza lang.
Magka-age nga lang kayo ni Mirza.
Hoy, di naman. Di
ako
naman.
Nga tinatawag ko siyang Mirza eh.
Oo, oh, tamo.
Oh.
Buti pa siya.
Oo nga, Tita Zar, sige.
Okay. Oh,
and then, bago natin simulan yung episode, please like and subscribe to the Underpaid Podcast. Leave a comment. Rate the podcast, answer the poll question, tsaka join the Discord group. And nasa social media po kami lahat. Okay? Mirza, magjo-joke ka mamaya.
Nako.
Oh. Nagjo-joke na si Mirza kanina.
Alam mo, ano siya, wide reader. So malamang magka-level kayo ng jokes nitong si Mirza.
Nako.
Zar, nako.
Nako.
May, ano,
actually,
pwede.
Mas funny si Mirza. Because handa. Meron siyang social life and very, ano siya, at saka confidence coach eh. So.
Pressure naman. Mm-hmm.
Na-excite na nga ako sa joke battle yung dalawa eh.
Oh my gosh. Meron lang akong confidence to tell bad jokes.
Actually, kasama yung delivery doon. So, pa, ako wala akong delivery.
Sige.
Eh.
Pero ano ba yung forma dapat sa opisina, Mirza? Kasi yung iba underdressed, yung iba naman super forma. Ano ba yung parang yung forma na hindi ka naman mukhang basahan?
Right. Funny na ako yung guest kasi 5 years na ako hindi nag-office since the pandemic. But judging from what I remember and what I teach also about confidence, which includes dressing the part, dressing for success. I think if depende sa purpose mo at work, 'di ba? Ano ba yung purpose mo dun? Petics-petics lang? Gusto mo bang ma-promote? Gusto mo bang tingalain? Gusto mo bang magka-increase, 'di ba?
May forma na pang ganun para ma-increasean.
Naman. Syempre, ang mga ang perception sa iyo ng management and mga peers mo, it really counts a lot because when they're evaluating, 'di ba? Ano po promote ba natin si Stanley?
Mm-mm.
Eh, mukha siyang ano lagi, palaboy lagi.
Yeah.
Araw, diba? Paano mo si seryosohin yan? It contributes to your perception.
Sige, paano yung forma ng may increasean?
Like Stanley, if you're going to style Stanley, ano dapat suotin niya?
Yung para may increasean.
Again, depende sa environment, diba? Okay. Siyempre kung banking, kung lawyer ka, kung corporate environment.
Oh, pili ka
sa
ng
creatives,
role.
Sa creatives, kunyari, sa entertainment.
Pag creatives, I think, no limit, and the more creative you are, like let's say kung ad agency, diba, this is perfect because you're noticed.
Is that the common forma?
I think they want to see your creativity, diba, so I think good colors will help, anything that makes you stand out, or if you put things together in a unique way, hindi ka normcore, diba? Hindi ka very basic, then people will tend to gravitate towards you for fresh ideas. So ito, parang very pang-creative industry. Pero kung corporate, baka bigyan ka ng for delivery.
Ganun, parang
diba?
So if he's going to be promoted to a VP, for example, Stanley Chi, VP of?
VP of Creatives, ganyan. Anong pormahan sa
I
ganyan?
Think very lax ang pormahan doon eh. I don't think necessarily naka-coat and tie yung mga
sa, ano, sa hairstyle, meron bang mga dapat?
I think dapat medyo on trend, 'di ba? Kung yung hairstyle mo medyo tito-ish, 'di ba? I mean, creative industries tend to be very youth-oriented and probably even ageist. So if they perceive you that you're not keeping up with the times, di ba?
Yeah.
Like, bakit yung hairstyle niya? Parang ang dated.
So you have a point there.
You have to be abreast of trends, whether pop culture or
fashion. So tama lang tong long back na Korean look mo. Tama lang to. Yan.
At tingin nga.
Yan yung nakaano.
Ah, okay. Di ba?
Di ba? Pag gumaba buko, pareho na tayo eh.
Basta may bangs ka rin.
Yan, oo. Papabangs na rin ako eh.
Oh yan, so you mentioned Korean. Mm-hmm. Yun yung trend, di ba? Mm-hmm. So parang dapat, medyo mukha kang, baka bago. Mukhang hindi makaluma.
So creatives meaning, pag nasa agency ka, kapag
agency,
writer ka,
publishing, di ba?
Ah, okay.
Ano pang mga creative industries?
Yung paano pag corporate, like VP of operations or VP of, ano ba?
Huwag naman BP. Kunyari, ikaw yung head ng isang department.
Anong industry?
Halimbawa, para mga BPO.
Oh, yan. CEO ka na lang.
CEO ng BPO.
Gusto mo maging CEO.
Yan.
I'm not sure kung gano'ng ka-strict ang dress code sa BPO. I guess depende dun sa kind of BPO rin. So, kailangan mong, I guess, be observant. If it's not actually prescribed in your manual na ano yung required or kung wala namang uniform, try and emulate yung mga the people, the leaders at the top. Paano sila manamit, di ba? Or yung mga nag-excel, paano siya manamit, di ba? Try and emulate that. Kasi weird naman kung, halimbawa, nag suit and tie ka, and then you're just like at the bottom rung. Medyo funny ka, di ba?
Kung pinag-usapan natin yung damit, yung sapatos ba tsaka accessories ng isang ano lalaki sa opisina, pinapansin ba yan? Like, yung rubber shoes, yung mga relo.
I think ang naging status symbol and parang ang venue for pagpapasiklab sa men is really watches and shoes, di ba?
Yeah,
parang
I agree.
I'm shocked by the exorbitant prices that people pay for sneakers. Mm-hmm. Parang minsan talo pa yung mga designer bag ng mga babae, di ba? I think dyan sila nagtutry magpasiklab just to show na
watch and shoes.
Bigatin
ako. Tingnan mo. Oh. Paano yung ano ni Stanley, yung bracelet?
Hindi, ano to, binigay ng nagpupungsoy sa akin.
Okay.
It could also indicate na medyo
creative.
Spiritual siya.
May
serenity, di ba?
Unless
ek-ek lang.
Pero pag sa girls, paano naman ng status symbol nila na, uy, ipromote mo ako, ganyan?
I won't necessarily say na designer things kasi minsan pwede mag-backfire. Mm-hmm. Minsan kung very fashion victim ka, ambawa, addicted ka sa logos. Like, meron akong mga kilala mula headband hanggang kwintas, hanggang belt, hanggang bag, ang dami-daming
LV,
logo.
Naka-Gucci, ganyan.
Parang what does that show about you? First, mukha kang fashion victim. Second, mukha kang madaling mauto para lang makiuso, which is not a good trait, actually, di ba? Parang there's a difference between trendy and stylish. Ang stylish, it goes further than being just trendy. Kung trendy ka, alam mo yung trend ngayon, pwede kang makiuso. But a stylish person, kahit anong taon, kahit na anong situation, lagi siyang dressed, lagi siyang may parang may style impact. You know what I mean? Like parang, you know, whether she's going to a wedding or to work or di ba may tao tayong kilalang ganun.
Kumbaga
or,
parang nasa nagdadala rin.
Oo, magaling magdala kahit na anong okasyon. So appropriateness also to the occasion is very important. I still get shocked when I go to weddings kasi may mga naka-jeans. But then maybe
hindi sumunod sa dress code.
Or kung ganun lang talaga yung style ng group na yon.
Yeah.
Baka okay lang naman.
Mm-hmm. Pero yung mga kinakasal na naka rubber shoes na white.
Uso na ngayon.
Uso na yun, di ba?
Uso na kasi.
Preference diba? Naman yun eh. Oh. So yung bride ba sinasabi mo naka rubber
yung
shoes?
Yung bride and groom naka ano.
I think that's fine.
Naka white na ano.
That's their style.
Chucks, ganyan.
At saka wedding naman nila yun eh.
Yung mga ano, CEO tulad nila ano, Mark Zuckerberg tsaka nila Steve Jobs.
Oo, yun. Parang sila yung nagpasimuno. Like the Silicon Valley trend of mga tech startups. Sila yung nagpasimuno na no dress code talaga. Mm-hmm. Na as simple as possible. And I think globally, especially after the pandemic, nag-relax na yung dress codes everywhere. So something that I teach in my confidence coaching is the art of gravitas. Gravitas meaning people's perception of your credibility, of your impact, of your capability. 10 years ago, ang benchmark for success when it comes to dressing is dress above your position.
Okay.
So parang kung mas bihis ka pa than the boss, it means promotable ka. 10 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Fast forward to today, after the pandemic, negative na yon. Yeah. Ngayon, relax na yung mga dress code. Mas chill na. And it's more of your adaptability while still looking credible.
What if yung ngayon na medyo back to normal na tayo?
Oo.
Mabalik ba yung ganung trend na?
Tingnan natin kung babalik. Mm-hmm. Pero I think in general, more relaxed. Like, di ba nung pandemic, lahat ng mga heels parang nabulok.
Oo nga eh.
Di ba? Mm-hmm. And then parang a lot of women already decided, ayoko nang mag-heels, di ba? Parang it's a stupid idea. Pero ngayon, medyo nag-heels na rin uli yung mga tao. But I think people are more practical now.
Uh-oh.
And parang it was proven na you don't have to wear heels to be capable of doing
that's
work.
True.
Alam niyo kung bakit di nila kailangan mag-heels.
Why?
Mas kailangan nila mag-heel.
Ah, okay. Yung mga joke ni Stanley.
Hey, it's Stan.
It's Ro.
Chino.
Neil.
And along with Rowan ASH, we are the Wrestling Podcast. We are the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
Each week, we talk about the latest happenings in pro wrestling. We give you takes from perspectives honed from years in the wrestling business and, syempre, as fans.
If you want someone to help process the feels about the different ganaps from WWE, AEW, NJPW, Impact, and more each week, you'll know what to do.
Tune in to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wala mag sound effects.
Grabe. So, what if you're working from home? Right. What would be your recommendation? Because right. People would think, okay na ako magpajama.
And sometimes we see it in the Zoom meeting, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Marker, parang important pillar din ngayon sa perception of gravitas and credibility is your Zoom skills. Because kung hybrid na and working from home is, you know, half of the opportunities for your workplace colleagues to see you, mag-effort ka na. Eh, ito lang naman yung kita, di ba? Parang, hello, magsuklay ka naman.
So, it's part of being alta rin yan eh. Parang being presentable din sa opisina okay yung itsura mo sa Zoom meetings. Pati yung walang tumitilaok na manok, walang maingay na aso, di ba?
Minsan yun hindi ma-avoid. Pero learn the skills enough to know how to mute. Diba? Don't be in front of a door na may mga papasok na mga tao. And then, please, groom yourself naman. Diba? Sometimes talagang nakakashock yung
Parang gising, diba?
Ako nagme-makeup ako. Kahit, kasi I've been working remotely for 16 years. But, well, recently, nagme-makeup na talaga ako before I just turn off my video kasi. So, it helps kasi yung mga kasama ko, because most are US based, they're ayos ah. Like parang aalis talaga sila even if they're working remote.
Tsaka nakaka-contribute yun sa presence mo, di ba? If you think of like the Zoom, di ba pag nag-picture taking, kikita mo. Kung sobra kang mukhang washed out and invisible, like hindi ka man lang nag-lipstick, madali kang makalimutan. Eh. Sino na nga ba yung ano?
The background ba? Kailangan rin? May mga painting na nasa likuran para...
Choose a professional looking background. Whether virtual or yung may logo ng company mo or whatever. Huwag naman yung kita yung mga labada. Diba?
Kailangan mukhang pang-alsa.
So pababae, naka-lipstick ka at least.
I think at least kilay and lipstick. And don't be afraid to use the Zoom Enhance feature. Ginagamit ko lagi yun. Kasi nakakatanggal ng mga eye bags.
Okay, that's a good tip.
And have proper lighting. Huwag yung para kang silhouette na para kang anonymous victim.
Yung mga ring light, kasusan nyo na. Pero ngayon, kasi... mabalik tayo sa office eh. So ano yung pinaka-tip nyo sa mga lalaki or babae in any field? Ano bang yung pinaka-presentable na ano? Gastosan ba yung sapatos dahil medyo lax na tayo?
Or I think depending on your industry, first observe how people who stand out or are highly regarded dress. Second, dress to impress still, but also not to be overly looking trying hard. Like, I mean, don't wear the most strombotic fashions para mapansin. Because it's gonna take away from your credibility. Mm-hmm. Dress the way you want to be treated, diba? If you want to be treated respectfully, show that. There's no fashion trend that I subscribe to. Mm-hmm. But also, like, as I mentioned, if it's a creative industry, look creative, diba? What makes you look like you have great ideas? Mm-hmm. If it's a serious industry where you need to be reliable, mm-hmm. let's say, ano ba, accountant or financial, in the financial world, look like you can handle their money well and you can be trusted and not like you might steal their money.
Miss Mirza, can you write down kung sino yung mga parang fashion victim?
Ano ba?
Hindi, re-react lang kami. Hindi namin ano.
Wala akong maisip at the moment.
Yung mga dati. Yung mga dati na ano.
Mga fashion victim.
Fashion victim. Di ba? Pagka may mga napapanood tayo sa TV, ay, ba't ganito yung forma niya, di ba? Wala kayo naalalang ganun.
Wala eh. Oh.
diba? Safe yan si Mirka.
Safe eh, no?
Siyempre, diplomatic.
At saka I'm sure, di ba, yung mga fashion victim dati, I'm sure na-resolve na nila.
Nag-evolve na sila.
Okay na sila.
Who do you look up to pagdating sa pormahan? Yun na lang.
Si Risa. You met her earlier. Risa Manantil.
Risa, your producer?
No, Risa Manantil. Well, Risa also, diba? She's a very zen.
Oh, diba?
Zen fashion sense. But Risa Manantil, Trillo, she's always well put together. You never see her looking disheveled.
Yeah.
She's always dressed appropriately for the occasion. But she never tries too hard.
Tsaka, how long does it take you to groom yourself, to put on makeup?
Well, sanay kaming mag-change sa backstage ng 1 minute.
Eh, kasi
I'm modeling.
But then, what I think a trick that I've found out is if there are important occasions, try to plan already beforehand. Yeah. Hindi yung after showering, tsaka mo lang i-decide. Eh, kung importante yung occasion. Mm-hmm. Paano kung di pala kasha or pinaplan siya pala, nasa labada pala. Try and plan it in advance.
Okay. For account executives, yung mga humaharap sa kliyente, advisable ba na magpa-botox, magpa-cosmetic surgery, mapapaayos ng ilong, di ba? Ginagawa naman yan talaga eh.
Dati
hindi naman ginagawa, pero ngayon uso na.
So, I think it's personal choice. If you personally believe you will be more confident if you do that, then do so. But I wouldn't advise anyone to do it. Diba? Parang, like for me, ang motto ko, bangs are cheaper than Botox. So maybe that's an option.
Pwede, oo.
But also ask why you're doing it. Like, really, will having a radical treatment really increase your sales? Or does it come from somewhere else?
Kasi if, humaharap ka sa kliyente, may mga account executive talagang, nagli-leave sila for 2 weeks, tapos magulat ka, parang may nagbago sa'yo. May ganun sa advertising may mga na katrabaho kong ganyan.
I hope nag-change na rin kasi medyo ageist ang society and the world in general. And hope we realize that selling skills have nothing to do with your age.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't know if if you are selling something unless it's super youth oriented and even so, why is it important that your forehead is smooth when it should be dependent on your capability in selling?
Oh, ito na lang.
Why? Would you do it, Stanley? Ikaw, alin? Nagpa-derma ka yesterday.
Oh, nagpa-derma
ako. Kaya mamula-mula.
Yeah. Nagpa-derma ako kasi, syempre umarap ako sa tao eh.
Oh. Okay naman.
Yeah, yeah.
I think clear skin is also an indication of health.
That's true.
And also, di ba, parang
pupunta sa dentist.
Pero yung extreme botox.
Ay, iba na yung pag-extreme na yun.
I think depende yun sa need ng tao to validate herself.
Sige. Beauty treatment para magmukhang bata palagi. Wala ba kayong ginagawa?
Beauty treatment?
May mga moisturizer ba kayo bago matulog?
Hindi nga. Ganun? Sobrang low maintenance ko nga eh.
Ang swerte naman.
Hindi, kasi tamad ako.
Okay.
Meron akong mga kilala ng mga beauty editor. They have a 22-step regimen.
22?
I'm like, oh my God! Kaya yung skin nila mukhang 20 years younger.
22
Korean
step?
Korean regimen na parang God. 22
Paano ginagawa nila ron? Parang 22 steps?
Kailala mo nga kung sino, pero ang ganda talaga ng skin niya.
Pero kailala ko?
Wala naman akong patience for that.
Beauty editor?
Oo.
But then may derma pa. Nagpapaderma pa. And then
for
the
me, nagpapaderma naman ako, pero nothing extreme. And then, I tend to use parang hypoallergenic products. Mm. I don't try everything kasi minsan nakaka-breakout. Parang the simpler your routine, the better.
Iba talaga pag si Miss Mirza talaga ano eh.
Effortless nga.
Hindi mo kailangan ng 22 steps. Hindi,
tamad
kaya,
lang.
Eh, diba?
Tamad
yung,
lang.
Yung
tamad
2
lang.
Steps nga lang, hindi mo na magawa minsan eh. Eh 22
kaya
steps.
Kaya ako nagbabounce, parang hindi na ako diba? Magkikila. Diba?
Actually, yung galing na na.
Galing.
Or ito pala, pag nag-eyelash extensions, hindi na ako nagme-makeup. Sobrang time saver.
Ah, talaga?
Especially when traveling.
Mm.
Yan.
Yung mga ating tips.
Natutunan.
Kaya magpa-eyelash extensions ka na, Stanley.
Why not, Stanley?
Bangs, eyelash extensions.
Yung bangs, kaya ko. Ano yung bangs. So.
Nagpapaderma ka na nga
Papaderma.
So, tuloy-tuloy mo na.
Hindi ko na kailangan magpa-eyelash extension. Ganun.
Mukha kang doll. Mukha kang doll.
Ito na lang bago mag-end yung episode. Miss Mirza, may joke ka ba?
Ayan.
Ayan
naman.
Ayan, no? Ayan,
no? Ano?
Si Jasper, oh.
Nag-cheer yung mga kasama natin sa TPN,
hindi
si Jasper,
oh.
Kahit anong joke.
Kahit anong joke. Oh mga, kahit sa summit na mga ginujoke na mga kasama niya dati.
Wala. Kahit alta joke.
Oo,
kahit
alta
English joke.
Yan.
It's fine. Wala,
eh. Yun nga inaabangan nila kay Miss Mirza, eh. Yung alta jokes, eh.
Mm-mm.
Walang alta joke. Oh
paano
my God.
Mo na malalaman?
English joke. English joke.
Paano mo na lang malalaman kung alta talaga ang isang tao?
Hindi ko alam bakit ako yung ano tinatanong niyo. I think it's a state of mind. Unless tignan mo yung bank account. I think it's just a matter of good manners and consideration to others. I mean, alam mo kung yung tao bad-mannered, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So parang hindi mo i-consider na alta yun. I mean, may mga alta rin na bad manners. Mm. Pero in general, I think if you are considerate of others, you have a good heart, you don't have bad manners.
Good heart. Kailangan magpa-check sa cardio.
You don't have bad manners. You treat humans with kindness and generosity. I think that's what counts and not social standards.
Talaga.
Yeah. It goes beyond social standing.
Parang
pa-beauty
queen na sagot eh.
Oo nga eh.
Thank you for that wonderful question.
Oh, altang alta eh. Ganun talaga. Ikaw, Zara, ano yung jokes mo?
Later na lang. Ano?
Wala, grabe. Sorry to disappoint.
Diba, sa mga immortal sa susunod.
I will be more prepared next time.
Oo. Yung joke showdown ni Mirza tsaka ni Zar. Abangan nyo in future episodes natin.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Miss Mirza.
Thank you, Ren, sa pag-ambur sa akin.
Thank you,
thank you. Ano yung, saan kanila pwedeng i-follow?
Yes, please. Listen to and watch You Can Do This at the Pod Network Entertainment. It's a self-empowering podcast that tells you whatever it is you want to do, you can do this.
Do you do private consultations?
Yes, for I do your one-on-one coaching also.
Coaching.
Grabe. Yes. Na-empowering nga ako.
So they can also reach out to
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm on all platforms at Mirza Season, MYRZASISON.
If they need coaching,
talks, workshops. Mm-hmm. And also I post like reels with tips. So, yun.
I saw your TikTok.
Oh, yun.
Yeah.
Okay. I also put it on TikTok.
Nakita mo yung TikTok namin, sumayaw kami.
Oo, nakita ko nga
Hindi ko pinost, pero pinost.
Oh, yeah. Ang galing nga eh. Mas magaling mo nga si Mirza kesa sa'yo.
Eh, siya nagturo sa akin.
Kasi si Riza nagturo sa akin.
Siya nagturo sa akin eh.
Pero nakikita ko yung mga tips niya sa TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Oo, dumadaan siya.
Grabe. So, if you're
very
feeling shy or takot ka sa social situations, yun, may mga confidence tips.
Susunod, magkakaroon na parang skwelahan na Mirza Season.
Parang John Robert Powers type.
Ganun.
So Mirza Season.
Pwede. Why
be
not?
Be confident with Mirza Season.
Yeah.
Pwede.
Yeah,
diba? Oh. Oh, yun. Maraming salamat, Miss Mirza.
Thank you also.
Thank you.
Yan. Oh, mga immortal, alam nyo na gagawin ha. Follow nyo si Mirza. Makinig kayo sa You Can Do This. You Can Do This. Makinig kayo sa kanya. At
yes.
You Can Do This din kasi ifa-follow nyo rin kami at i-share itong episode na to sa mga kaibigan ninyo. So there you have it for Miss Mirza Season. Zar de los Reyes, I'm your host Stanley Chi, and this is the Underpaid Podcast.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.